9 years ago, the residents of Crimea and Sevastopol made their unambiguous and final historical choice to again and forevermore become part of our big united country. It is obvious that for Crimea and Sevastopol, issues of security are of high priority, especially today. And we will do everything to stop any threats.
9 years ago, Crimea voted to reunite with Russia, despite much protest from Kiev and the West, which continues to this day. But this prized peninsula was in Washington's crosshairs for a lot longer than just about a decade. Way back in 1957, the CIA prepared plans to divide and conquer what was then Soviet Ukraine, featuring a report that divided the republic into 12 zones of varying potential support for U.S. forces in the event of an invasion. Fast forward to post-Soviet times, and it looks like little has changed. From the 2004 Orange Revolution to Euromaidan in 2014, support for closer ties to the West or Russia are distributed along essentially the same lines. Conclusion then and now, much of Western Ukraine views collaboration with the U.S. favorably. Donbas and Crimea, not so much.
In two areas of the Ukraine, the local population apparently hold few grievances against the regime and probably would not assist special forces. The first is the Crimean Peninsula, which has historically been a part of Russia, being incorporated into the Ukraine only in February 1954, when it was transferred away from the RSFSR. The second area, with a population strongly loyal to the regime, is the Donbass. Donbass is the center of heavy industry and mining in the Ukraine, and apart from the Crimea, is the least Ukrainian district in its population and national character. Ukrainians are a minority in the Donbass, and those who live there are mostly urbanized, frequently speak Russian, and in many cases no longer consider themselves Ukrainian.
Kharkov and Odessa were not far behind those regions in terms of anti-Western sentiment, and lo and behold, they had formed their own independence movements during Euromaidan, both of which were crushed by the Ukrainian government. The 1957 CIA report put certain regions west of Lugansk into another category entirely, where specific support was to be expected, but the most anti-Soviet area was designated Zone 8. These were areas where pro-Nazi and nationalist sentiments were high, and the U.S. expected the least resistance. And that also happened to be rich in natural gas. Few noticed this document when it was declassified in 2017, but it does reveal a few important facts. The U.S. has long been looking to get its hands on Ukraine. It's long been trying to sabotage Russia, and until recently, it essentially recognized Donbas and Crimea as Russian.